Morning, guys. Good morning. We're back. We're talking bank statement loans, DSCR loans, CDFI loans, everything that you need to know about getting approved for a no tax return mortgage. And we're going to cover it all. So I'm Adam Lesner. My Oxygen's getting borrowers approved for mortgage when other lenders say that it's just not possible. One of those ways we do that is with no tax return mortgages. So that's what we're going to go over. That's what we're going to cover. And this is for if you're self-employed. Usually the best thing if you're self-employed and you're showing low income on your tax return is going to be a bank statement loan. This is where you're getting approved based on 12 months bank statements or 24 months bank statements instead of tax returns. So a bank statement loan is a great option to go with. Minimum down payment on those is 10% and need to have good credit. But it, you know, it just depends on the situation. If you're an investor looking to get approved without tax returns, the single greatest solution that exists on planet Earth is going to be a DSCR loan. So that's what's up. That's what we're doing. We've been doing no tax return mortgages for years, and it just depends on what your situation is. Theoretically speaking, what would happen if I chose not to do my taxes? You know, there's a website, some school that teaches people how to not, you know, why you don't have to do your tax returns. I'm not that guy. I'm not teaching people how to not do their tax returns. My thing is, if you're looking to get approved for a mortgage without tax returns, we have several options for that. If it's for a primary residence and you're not self-employed, maybe a CDFI loan is going to be a good option for you. A CDFI loan is a community development financial institution loan. It's going to require at least 25% down, minimum 620 credit score on a CDFI loan. But that's for investment property only. So if you're trying to do something as like with a primary residence and maybe you're self-employed and you're showing low income on your tax returns as a business owner, a bank statement loan is usually the best solution for that. With a bank statement loan, you do need to be self-employed for a couple years and minimum down payment's 10%. So what we would do is instead of getting your tax returns, we'll get 12 to 24 months bank statements, get you approved that way. So no tax returns required. We're not going to get a P&L, although you can also get approved with a P&L loan as well if that's what you're looking to do and you don't want to provide bank statements to get your income calculated. So a few different options if you're looking to get approved. One of the things is if you're a W-2 employee for a company that you don't own or your family doesn't own, then you shouldn't need to provide tax returns anyways. So it just depends on your scenario. Let me know what questions you have. I'm happy to run through any scenarios, price it out for you as well. And my goal is to help you accomplish your goals. That's it. If I can help you accomplish your goals, great. If I can't, I'm going to tell you what I think you should do to get on the path, or I'm going to connect you with the best resource that I know of that can get it done for you. What's the average interest rate you place? Yeah, so if we're talking like an alternative documentation loan, you're looking at rates anywhere from high sixes to high nines, depending on credit score, loan to value ratio, property type, if it's an investment property, property cash flow, and whether or not you want a prepayment penalty if we're talking about a DSCR loan. Rod, thanks for the follow. Yeah, New York City, let me know what the scenario is. Happy to see if there's something I can do to help you out. Again, if I can accomplish your goals, great. If I can't, I'm going to connect you with the best resource that I know of to get it done for you. We do business all over the country. I've been doing loans all over the country since 2008. But if you're in Puerto Rico or the Virgin Islands, I can't help you out. Other than that, we should be able to help you out. Rates and fees. Yeah, Lambro, rates and fees vary. If you're talking about like an alt doc type of loan, like a bank statement loan or a DSCR loan, rates and fees vary based on credit score, loan to value ratio, property type, property cash flow, and whether or not you want a prepayment penalty if it's an investment property. But it just depends on the scenario. So if you want to give me your scenario, I can price it out for you, let you know what it would look like. Delon, thanks for the follow. I appreciate you guys this morning. We're doing these lives pretty much every day, and it's a privilege to be here with you. My only goal is to help you accomplish your goals. If I can do that, fantastic. If I can't, I'm going to tell you what I think you should do to get on the path, or I'm going to connect you with the best resource that I know of in the marketplace to get it done for you. So I appreciate you guys. My thing is, can I help you accomplish your goals? If I can, great, let's go. If I can't, like I said, I'm going to do, I'll let you know what I think you should do to get on the path and to be able to accomplish your goals, or I'm going to connect you with the best resource that I know of to get you on the path. So that's what's up. That's what we're doing. Very simple. If you're hanging out with us this morning, I'll be on for a little while. If you can do me a favor, it's free. Double tap your screen. Get us to 1,000 likes. That's what's up. It does help more people come in. We'll answer more questions, accomplish more goals. So if we're talking about a bank statement loan and you're self-employed, a bank statement loan is where you're getting approved based on 12 to 24 months bank statements. You can use a personal or a business account. So instead of using your tax returns to calculate income, we're going to use your bank statement. So thanks for the follow. I appreciate you this morning. If you're just joining us, I'm Adam Lesner. My Oxygen's getting borrowers approved for a mortgage when other lenders say that it's just not possible. One of those ways we do that is with bank statement loans. Another way is DSCR loans. There's also CDFI loans. A CDFI loan is a community development financial institution loan. This is for getting approved just based on assets and credit. That's for primary residents only. It's not available in all states, so feel free to hit me up. Best thing you can do if you want to connect and chop it up one-on-one, go to the link in my bio, schedule a call. And if you could, help me out. Double tap your screen. Give it a like. Give it some love. It does help rankings. It helps more people come in. We'll accomplish more goals, answer more questions. So that's what's up. RJP, if I use my own cash for Burr, can I refinance into DSCR? Yes, great question. Yeah, what's a typical down payment for DSCR loans? Yeah, minimum down is 620. Or I'm sorry, minimum down payment 20%. Minimum credit score 620. Cannot be a first-time home buyer. Minimum loan amount 75K. Those are the bare bones basic requirements for DSCR. Fred, thanks for the follow. But with the bank statement loan, we're looking at 12 months deposits. What are the deposits look like over the last 12 or 24 months? NSFs, major issue. If you have a pattern of NSFs, gonna be a problem, just so you know. But the benefit with doing a bank statement loan is if you're self-employed and you show low income on your tax returns because of the write-offs that you take advantage of, or maybe you haven't filed tax returns in the last couple of years, and you know, but you actually have good cash flow, you have the assets, you have the credit, then a bank statement loan is a great solution. Yeah, name, last name. A bank statement loan is a mortgage option for self-employed borrowers to get approved based on 12 to 24 months deposits instead of using tax returns to get qualified. Because a lot of times business owners take full advantage of the write-offs that are available to them and it shows a low income on their tax returns. And so they're told, okay, sorry, you can't get a mortgage because your income is low on your tax return. So, if that's you, then a bank statement loan might be the best solution for you. Fiddlesticks, thanks for the follow. I appreciate you. Ultra Blue Pool, thanks for hanging out. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what we're doing. But if that's for primary residents. If we're doing this on an investment property, then we're probably not going to do it on a bank statement loan. We're probably going to do it on a DSCR loan. That's where you're getting approved based on property cash flow, not personal income. Nope, go to the link. Just click the little house. That's my logo. Click the house. That'll take you to my bio. And then you click the link tree. When you click the link tree, you'll see schedule a call. And then you go there. And that's how you schedule a call. Fiddlesticks, let me know if you're still having issues. Jotis, thank you. I appreciate you. That's amazing. Thank you so much. I'm so glad the algorithm brought us together. I really am. Thank you. I appreciate you. Fran, thanks for the follow. Am I crazy to not want a primary home for myself? Want my rentals to pay my rent? Well, if that's how you feel, maybe you just get a primary home, like a 2-4 unit, live in one of the units, and have the tenants pay your mortgage. Maybe that's what you do. Either way, I don't think it makes sense for you to continue to pay rent to someone else and pay their mortgage. That's all. Robert, thanks for the follow. Good morning. Brandon, I almost have enough cash to pay for a home and I still can't qualify for a mortgage. Brandon, why can't you qualify for a mortgage? Ultra Blue, I've owned my home for 3 years now. Anything I could do? Possibly do a cash out refinance if that's what you're looking to do. I can't tell you what you can do unless I understand what you're looking to accomplish. So let me know what your goal is and then we can go from there. Now I make more money in building a food trailer park. Good deal. Bro, I love you guys, man. I love hanging out with you guys. It's a privilege to be here with you. And I'm just spitting as much facts as I possibly can, giving away as much free information as I possibly can in hopes that when it's time for you to pull the trigger and get a mortgage, you know that you got a guy. I'm that guy. Best thing you can do, go to the link in my bio, schedule a call when it's time, when you're ready. Score needed for cash out refinance. Meteoro. So for cash out refinance, I can go as low as 500 score on an FHA loan and VA loan. If you need an alt doc loan, we're looking as low as 620 score. So let me, Meteoro, let me know what's your situation. What are we doing? Is this for a primary residence? Are you okay with doing a full doc loan? What's the situation? And we're going to look at getting you approved based on your income on your bank statements, not on your tax return. So Brandon, literally, I'm here for you. I'm speaking to you and people like you who have been told that they don't qualify for a mortgage because of their tax returns, but they have legit income, legit credit, and legit assets. So that's what's up. Best thing you can do, go to the link in my bio, schedule a call so we can chop it up and see if we can get her done. I bought a 4.5 commercial residential property and building, food trailer park, mini golf course. Roger that. Good deal. Good deal. Is that, that's a result of something that you learned on one of my lives? I don't know. That's amazing. I love it. Meteoro, self-employed primary residence score, I think 600. So we need to get you up to 620. Is that for a refinance or purchase, Meteoro? But for my business, I just got a $3.2 million loan to build more rentals. The $3.2 million loan shouldn't come up. The issue is, because that's in your business name, so we're not going to care about that. The issue that we'll have potentially is that your industry is real estate related. When we're trying to do a bank statement loan, typically we do run into issues if your business is in real estate. And it's a, I know it's a kind of a catch 22, but the other thing that we could look at, Brandon, for you, we could look at doing a CDFI loan. A CDFI loan is where literally you're only getting approved based on your assets and your credit. So there's no debt to income ratio calculation. If you have the assets and the credit, you're good to go. Minimum 25% down, minimum 680 score. These are not available in all states. So I'm happy to see if that'll work. The other thing that we could look at doing is a asset depletion loan, Brandon. So that might be the best thing. Guys, I'm starting to get super backlogged in questions. I apologize. While you're waiting, please do me a favor. It's free. Double tap your screen. Give it a like. Give it some love. Let's go. Brandon, best thing you can do is go to the link in my bio, schedule a call. Darcy, I just received your meeting request for today. Today's the 20th. Darcy, today at 6 p.m. Eastern time. Look forward to speaking with you. Do charge-off affect approval for 650 credit, no credit card debt, 120K salary, 2 charge-off. HJI, charge-offs don't matter if we're talking about, no, charge-offs don't matter. HJI, go to link in my bio, schedule a call, 650 score. I'm assuming we're going to be looking at doing this on like a traditional like FHA loan. But no, that's, charge-offs are fine. So go to link in my bio, schedule a call. Let's get connected. Let's chop it up. Let's talk it out. Deal Savage, I make 70K. I want an FHA 4 unit to live in 1 unit. How much buying power do I have? Good. That sounds great. Depending on what other debt you have. And all we need is 3.5% down. The most beautiful thing in the world about FHA 4 unit, buying a property, a 4 unit freaking property, live in 1 unit, rent the other 3 out, 3.5% down, baby. I love it. It's a great idea. Deal Savage, go to the link in my bio, schedule a call. 10K and 4K charge off. No, I'm not concerned about charge offs. Looking forward to it, Fiddlesticks. Got it for 6 p.m. tonight. Looking forward to it. I appreciate you. Jortiz, that's amazing. That brings me happiness. That drives me to continue to do these lives. We're changing lives every day. We're accomplishing goals in real life, actual real life, every day. These lives have an impact on people's lives, including mine. So I appreciate you guys, like, in the most real way. Nothing but love. Meteoro, yes. Okay, so Meteoro, go to link in my bio, schedule a call. Let's talk it out. What I'll do is, once we have a conversation on where we're at, what we can do, I'll get you a link to the application. You can fill out the app. And then if you're below 620, I'll run a simulator to let you know, hey, this is what you need to get to 620. And then once we get you there, then we can rock and roll with it. So best thing you can do is go to link in my bio, schedule a call. Cool. Deal Savage, thanks for the follow. Do we really want other tenants knocking our door at 3 a.m. in the morning? If you want to be a landlord, I don't know. But it's a good place to start without having to put 20% down. K. Scott, bank statements, how much down credit score? So if you're looking to do minimal down, minimum down payments 10% on a bank statement loan. Credit score, if you're doing 10% down, you're going to need like 700, 720 score for bank statement loan. Otherwise, you're looking 15, 20% down. But a bank statement loan is a great solution if you've been told that you don't qualify for a mortgage and you're self-employed. And, you know, if you've been told that you don't qualify for a mortgage because of the way that you file your tax returns and take advantage of the write-offs. Yes, rates are higher than conventional. Rates vary anywhere from high sixes to high nines, depending on credit score, loan-to-value ratio, property type, and debt-to-income ratio. Yes. Dougie, thanks for the likes. Appreciate the love, guys. Taylor, thanks for the follow. Good morning, guys. If you guys are just joining us, I'm Adam Lesner. My oxygen is getting borrowers approved for a mortgage when other lenders say that it's just not possible. One of the ways we do that is with no tax return loans, like bank statement loans or DSCR loans or CDFI loans. It just depends on your scenario. For cash out refi, do you still need money towards closing costs on that? No. If you're doing a cash out refinance, that's a great question. You're not bringing cash to close. Only out-of-pocket expense that you should have on a cash out refinance is the cost of the appraisal. If there's any large deposits, we're going to want to get a paper trail. Do these types of loans typically have higher interest rates? Yes, Ray Ray. Yes, because they're alt doc loans. So rates vary anywhere from high sixes to high nines depending on credit score, loan to value ratio, property type, and whether or not you want a prepayment penalty if we're talking about investment property. How long does 20K have to be in the bank? You need to have your funds seasoned for 60 days. So if you're putting it in today, we're in August right now. If you're depositing in August, we're going to get September, October bank statements in the month of November. And then there's no paper trail that we need to get because there's no large deposits. So does that make sense? Like, it's a 60-day seasoning thing. Are these hard money loans? No, Brandon, these aren't hard money loans. A hard money loan is a rehab loan for investment property, a short-term, like 6 to 24-month loan. That's what a hard money loan is. Hard money loan is if you're buying to renovate an investment property. That's what a hard money loan is. These loans that we're talking about right now are non-QM loans. These are long-term, 30-year fixed solutions. But no, they're not rehab loans. Good question. Dougie, thanks for the likes. Thanks for the love, guys. Appreciate you guys. Elias, I got your meeting request for today at 3 p.m. I appreciate it. Guys, again, if you want to have a one-on-one with me, just go to the link in my bio, schedule a call. That's how we can connect and chop it up. Even with perfect credit, you still have to put it down payment. Yes. Yes. So credit's one piece of the puzzle. Down payment's another. Properties another, assets are the other, you know, yes. Does a bank take Zelle Cash App and Venmo as valid? Own a carpet cleaning business. Yeah, that should be fine. If that's how you accept payments, I don't see an issue with that. The biggest thing is gonna be do you have a sufficient funds for down payment, closing costs, escrows, and reserves? Typically, you want to show 3 to 6 months reserves. I need to get back in the game. Got my NMLS back in 2013. Missed this stuff. Yeah, Taylor. You know, it's a lot of LOs got out of the business in the last 24 months. You're talking about a housing affordability being at a 30-year low. A lot of LOs got out of the business in the last 24 months. So it depends on, you know, what your niche is and what you're looking to do and how you're going to generate business. Allie, my husband is self-employed but just started making a lot of income in January. Can we get a pre-approval? Potentially, yes, if he's been self-employed for 2 years. Has he been self-employed for 2 years? What's his credit score and how much you guys have set aside for down payment? Allie, maybe go to the link in my bio, schedule a call. Let's talk it out. Ultra Blue, thanks for the follow. I appreciate you. Yes, 25K in deposits monthly. Have the funds in the bank. Just write off a lot. Yeah, understood. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Do you do new construction loans? No, I don't do construction loans. I do, once the property's built and complete, we can do the end loan for you, but no, I don't do construction loans. Can we message you to talk about being a licensed loan officer again, like advice? Yeah. Yeah. You're welcome to. Shoot me a DM. Happy to help. Guys, if you're just joining us, I'm Adam Lazar. My Oxygen is getting borrowers approved for a mortgage when other lenders say that it's just not possible. One of the ways we do that is with no tax return loans, like bank statement loans for self-employed borrowers, DSCR loans for real estate investors, and CDFI loans for high net worth individuals just not looking to get approved based on income. So that's what's up. That's what we're doing. Yeah. 450K house with bank statement loan. Yeah, so that's going to be at least minimum 10% down, depending on your credit score. How's your credit, Americali? How's the credit looking? Ballpark. But yeah, minimum down payment on a bank statement loan is 10%. So if you're buying a $450,000 house, it's going to be $45,000 down plus closing costs, escrows, and reserve. 700 score. Let me see if 700 will work with 10% down. How about a zip code? 450K. Let's see if 700 score will work. We might need 720, but let's see. 11784. Let's go New York. Yeah, you can do that at 700 score, but with that at 10% down, rate is pretty high. Double digit rates for something like that at 700 score. At 740 score. You're looking now into the high eights, low nines. So, yeah. Pricing sucks at 10% down. Pricing's not good at 10% down. 300K house. $90,000 LTV. Okay, Scott, what'd you say your credit score was? 28214. $685,000. Let's say 15% down. Let's go to North Carolina. Love North Carolina. So we're gonna say 15% down. Rate's gonna be like high eights. High eights. We'll call it 8.99-ish at 15% down. Let's see what it's like at. Then just so you know, payment on that is about $2,000 a month plus taxes and insurance. Let's see if we did it at 20% down. Yeah, still high eights. I take it back. 20% down. Now we're looking at like low eights, eight and an eighth. So payment about $1,785 plus taxes and insurance. It's less than what you're paying rent. Keep in mind, plus taxes and insurance. But yeah, let's go. That's what we're doing. So that's why I'm here, guys. Like, if you've been told that you don't qualify for a mortgage because you're self-employed and the way you file your tax returns, a bank statement loan might be the best solution for you if you've been self-employed for a couple years. There you go, $2,650. So after taxes and insurance, we still should be below where you're at paying rent. And then now you're paying your own mortgage. You're building your own equity for your own self. And that's what's up. That's literally why we're here talking about this. If I'm self-employed, how long a period of business income history do I need to provide to qualify? You need to be self-employed for 2 years. We need proof that you've been self-employed for 2 years, but we're only going to get 12 months bank statements if that's what you want to do. Yeah, as long as you have the credit and the down payment, you know, not just down payment though, because you have to factor in down payment, closing costs, escrows, and reserves. Does it need to be LLC or can it be DBA? That's a good question. If the DBA is registered and there's an EIN, I don't see, it shouldn't be an issue. We'll need third-party proof. The biggest thing is that we need to be able to show some sort of third-party proof that you've been legit in business for 2 years. Nick, did I miss you? Did I miss yours? I didn't see your question. Nick, I didn't see your question come through if you want to ask it again. Then you should be good, yeah. So we'll be able to pull that. You'll be able to show when that was registered. Show that you're in good standing. Maybe we'll get a CPA letter confirming your ownership interest or whatever. We should be in good shape. Yes, two years. Sounds good, man. Look forward to speaking with you, Keith, for sure. Yes, two years. If you don't have 2 years, but you have legit assets and credit, we can look at doing it on a CDFI loan. This is where you're just strictly getting approved based on assets and credit. Minimum 25% down, minimum 680 score, and then we need to show like 9 months reserves. So if you don't have 2 year history, then a CDFI loan is probably your only solution. So again, a CDFI loan is where you're getting approved just based on assets and credit. CDFI usually like in the nines, mid to high nines. Yeah. Let me take it back. Low to mid nines. Yeah. So depending on your area and what you're paying in rent, it still might make more sense than renting. Just like Keith said, like if we can get you in a position where you're building equity for yourself, let's do that instead of paying somebody else's mortgage, AKA renting. That's what's up. So if we can do that, let's do it. Yeah. Do you do no doc home equity loans? No, I don't know of anybody that's doing alt doc home equity loans. Every time somebody asks me that question, I always follow up with our reps and say, does anybody have this? Because like I have a bunch of different investors that I have that buy these loans from us. And everybody says, nope, sorry, it's got to be a full doc for home equity loans. Now, if you're wanting to pull cash out, do a cash out refinance on like an investment property or something, we could look at doing a DSCR cash out refinance. There is a link in my bio. Go to the link tree in my bio. At the bottom, you'll see DSCR cash out refinance. Literally everything that you need to know. It's not a course. I'm not selling a course. It's just my blog post and video. But check that out. That might be something to look into. But I understand if you don't want to refinance, you want to leave that low interest first mortgage in place and not get out of it. I get it. But no, I don't know of anybody that's doing alt doc or no doc HELOCs. What else? Guys, if you're just joining us, a DSCR loan is a debt service coverage ratio loan. This is where you're getting approved based on property cash flow, not personal income. It's for investment properties only. So with a DSCR loan, you're not providing tax returns. But if it's not for an investment property and you're self-employed, maybe we look at doing it on a bank statement loan. This is where you're getting approved based on 12 to 24 months bank deposits, not tax returns. So if you've been told that you don't qualify for a mortgage and you're self-employed and you don't qualify for a mortgage because of how you file your tax returns, a bank statement loan is probably your best solution that exists on planet Earth. Probably. Good chance. There's a good chance. Must be self-employed at least 2 years. Minimum down payment, 10%. That's what's up. 197,000 in deposits, 750 score, 542 loan. Roger that. Is this for a purchase or refinance? What's the purchase price? Typical rates for bank statement loans, anywhere from high sixes to high nines, depending on credit score, loan to value ratio, and property type. Purchase is 542. What's the zip code? Can you do 20% down, Nick? Try not to. Can we do 15% down? Illinois, let's go, baby. All right, 15% down then. Let's do that. 85 LTV, 542 price, 750 scores, Illinois. Let's go. I'm gonna call it low eights. I'm gonna call it 8.25. I'm gonna call the payment $3,465 plus taxes and insurance. Let's call it $3,465 plus taxes and insurance. John D, thanks for the follow. I appreciate you. Best thing you can do if you're wanting to have a one-on-one, talk it out, go to link in my bio, schedule a call. That's the best way to connect. $15 down is doable, yeah. Just keep in mind, it's not just a 15% down. There's closing costs, there's escrows, there's reserves. But yeah, 15% down is doable with good credit. Yeah. Again, best thing you can do if you want to just have a one-on-one, talk it out together, just go to link in my bio, schedule a call. Yep, best thing to do, go to link in my bio, schedule a call. I'd love to work with you, definitely. And by the way, there's no sugarcoating, there's no fluff, like, I'm getting straight to the point. If I can accomplish your goals, great. If I can't, I'm going to tell you what I think you should do to get her done, or I'm going to connect you with the best resource that I know of in the marketplace to get it done for you. So, there's no course, I'm not selling a course, I'm just a loan officer. I've been doing loans since 2008, all over the country. I bought, sold, rented out properties all over the country since 2005. So, that's what's up, that's what we're doing. I appreciate you guys. Mary Kelly, thanks for the follow. I appreciate you. I'm going to wrap it up here in about 5 minutes. If you haven't followed me yet, make sure you do. If you have a question, don't be shy. Ask a question, or don't be shy also. Go to link in my bio, schedule a call so we can chop it up. I'm not going to waste your time. I definitely don't want to waste my time. So we're going to get straight to the point and figure out, can we accomplish our goals? And that's what's up. That's what we're doing. That's how it works. Hope everybody has a beautiful, wonderful Tuesday. I might be back on this afternoon. Mostly just talking about DSCR loans this afternoon usually. But make sure you follow me. We do these lives pretty much every day. And it's a privilege to be here with you. I look forward to seeing you guys later. Semper Fidelis.